How do we prevent more teen suicides? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Terry Erbacher, clinical associate professor in the Department of Psychology at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, looks into this question.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death for youth ages 15 to 24 years, and the third leading cause of death for 10 to 14-year-olds. Because children and adolescents spend so much of their time in school, teachers and administrators have an important role to play in suicide prevention. Knowing the warning signs surrounding suicide and what to do if one is concerned can potentially save a life. Warning signs for suicide are often hidden and are best detected by those who have known the child for some time. Changes in social, behavioral, or academic functioning are the greatest signs that something is wrong. Teachers may also notice a student becoming more withdrawn, neglecting self-care, or losing interest in activities they once enjoyed. In today's technological age, students may make comments alluding to suicidal thoughts and behaviors on social media that need to be explored. Most social media sites now have methods through which concerned users can report concerning statements made by others. Suicide screening, risk assessment, and monitoring policies and procedures are essential for all schools. These protect students from falling through the cracks, but also protect the school in regard to liability. If a student confides these thoughts or behaviors in a teacher or staff member, that student should be thanked for their trust and assured that they do not have to suffer alone and can get help. Adults should encourage students to open up to a mental health professional. They may feel they are breaking another student's trust by sharing information, but if he or she has not provided this assistance, they may begin to feel even more hopeless, seeing suicide as the only option. It takes a village to keep students safe.
That was Terry Erbacher of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.